Madison area residents are hoping for the best as another round of storms makes its way across the state.
After some areas in western Dane County got more than a foot of rain a week ago, more heavy rain is possible by Wednesday morning. In Madison, several roads on the isthmus remain closed due to flooding, and yesterday, the city added 1,200 homes to its flash flood risk areas.
Meanwhile, parts of southeastern Wisconsin were hit with several inches of rain yesterday and overnight. Today and tomorrow, northeastern and north central Wisconsin are expected to be inundated as well.
And if all that isn't bad enough, severe storms aren't out of the question either.
Jeff Last is the warning coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Green Bay. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
So first things first, how much more rain might we see over the next couple of days?
Well, there's a good indication that we're going to have at least 1 to 2 inches across a good part of the state, especially over the northern two-thirds of the state, beginning this afternoon through tomorrow morning. And then the focus will be over the southern half or southern third of Wisconsin tomorrow into tomorrow evening.
So an inch might not sound like a ton of rain in the grander scheme of things, but what impact is this going to have on already kind of a drenched state?
Yeah, that's our area of concern, is it won't take too much more rain to exacerbate the already flooded areas that we've seen across parts of southern Wisconsin. East central Wisconsin had some heavy rain last night. It's not going to take much more to make those conditions worse. And the hard part about this forecast is that we're not exactly sure where the heaviest rains will fall and the actual amount. While a widespread 1 to 2 inches won't be out of the question, some areas may see 3 or 4 inches potentially, but we don't know exactly where that's going to be.
Sure. And Milwaukee, Ozaukee, and Washington counties got a lot of rain yesterday and into this morning, and more than half a foot fell on Port Washington. It shows kind of that differentiation of how much rain is falling. How much trouble are those areas in southeastern Wisconsin in?
Well, again, because the soil now is so saturated, and we, as you mentioned, we saw those heavy rains yesterday across southeastern and parts of east-central Wisconsin, we're going to see those low-lying areas flood again with any thunderstorm that produces heavy rain. And so, you know, if flash flood warnings are issued for your area, you know, it's important that people heed those warnings. Don't try to drive through flooded roadways and make sure they listen to local officials as conditions change.
So why is, this might be the most simple question to ask, but why is Wisconsin getting all of this rain in just the span of a week, maybe a little bit more?
We've had a significant pattern change in the atmosphere. The jet stream, which controls and drives the weather systems that produce the rain here on the ground, has changed quite a bit in the last couple of weeks. And what was a relatively dry pattern, as a matter of fact, a good part of Wisconsin was in a low-end drought just a week or so ago. That pattern's changed, though, and that's allowed a lot of warm, moist air from the south to move into the state. And with an active jet stream, the storm systems that are moving through the atmosphere, we're seeing these areas of showers and thunderstorms every couple of days. And with that moisture, we see a lot of heavy rain.
And you just talked about that certain parts of the state were basically bordering on a drought, specifically kind of in the western part of the state. Obviously, no one wants flooding in their area, but is the rain welcome in certain parts of Wisconsin?
It is. There are parts of the state that have had more reasonable amounts, a half inch to an inch here in the last few days, and that certainly is important to agriculture and keeping those lakes and rivers at a good level. But unfortunately, what we see sometimes when we see a pattern change like we've had in the last week or so, the rain comes in bunches, and it's hard to turn it off once you get stuck in that weather pattern. And we're going to be in this weather pattern for the next couple of days.
We are talking to Jeff Last right now. He is the warning coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Green Bay. He's with us to talk about all of the rain that Wisconsin has been getting over the last week, week and a half, and how that has led to flooding in certain parts of the state. Now, getting back to the western part of the state, which was in sort of a moderate drought, as we were just talking about, sometimes, as we've seen in other states, when we've gone from drought to a lot of water, that has led to other issues, some severe flooding at times, other environmental concerns. Is that something that people in Wisconsin are worried about, or is that not something that we typically need to consider here?
Well, it is something, you know, to be concerned about. The issue is what happens to the soil in a prolonged dry period. It becomes very hard, and the water doesn't permeate down below the surface. So you get the ponding of water or flooding in cases like what we've seen because of that hard soil. It acts almost like concrete mm-hmm. or asphalt. So the water, it doesn't percolate down through the soil like it normally would in a nice, steady, slow type of a rainfall. So, yes, it is certainly a concern when you move from a dry period or even a drought to a wet period like we've seen here in the last week.
So there have been counties throughout certainly the northwestern part of Wisconsin that have had to declare that have been declared federal disaster areas. That was a big topic of conversation on Central Time and on other shows on Wisconsin Public Radio. But what kind of precipitation have we seen up there since all of that rain happened?
Well, you know, that's a good question. In the last 24 hours alone, we've had 2 to 3 inches across parts of northwest Wisconsin, and that certainly is not helping what has been a very wet summer over portions of the northwest part of the state. As you mentioned, parts of west central into northeast Wisconsin have had a drought, so we're able to take that rain a bit better up there, but unfortunately, the heaviest rains seem to be focusing on areas that have seen some pretty good rains here in the last couple of weeks.
How unusual is it that we've had so many heavy rainfall events just throughout Wisconsin?
Well, it happens every few years. We've had summers where we've had flooding. You know, you can go back to the early 1990s, 1993. That summer was a wet summer. Just a few years ago, we had a wet summer, especially over the western part of the state. It goes in cycles. It's not unusual. Thankfully, it doesn't occur every summer, though. But certainly, the frequency has increased a bit here as we've seen some climate change, you know, over the last few decades.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask about that, which is how concerned are you and your colleagues that we could see more of this moving forward?
Well, you know, there's certainly something that we're looking at and that our colleagues in the Climate Prediction Center and other bureaus in NOAA, our parent agency, that are looking at. Certainly the long-term climate change is something we're concerned about, and that can lead to more summers of heavy rain. Now, we certainly can't pin one storm or even a week of storms on climate change, but certainly the trend does indicate more of these heavy rain systems as we move forward.
Now, looking, I guess, into the more immediate future, are we going to get a break from this rain anytime soon?
Well, it looks like after tonight's event, we'll have another threat for heavy rain again across southern portions of the state tomorrow, and then it looks like a bit of a break. But you know, overall, this pattern is something that we're watching because it's tough to break out of the pattern once you get into it. As we saw earlier in the summer with the heavy rains up in northwest Wisconsin, and then just a few weeks ago with the dry conditions across portions of the state. So we're definitely concerned about it. But in the short term, tonight and tomorrow, we're going to be watching very carefully.
Briefly, before I let you go, what areas are most at risk over the next couple of days?
I would say portions of central and southern Wisconsin where a flash flood watch is in effect through tomorrow, is our number one concern in the short term as we see the storms move through tonight and then again with the next system that moves through tomorrow. So again, if any warnings are issued for severe weather or flash flooding, people should heed those warnings and take appropriate actions.
Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Jeff Last is the warning coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Green Bay. We talked to him about the potential for flooding in northeastern Wisconsin and other parts of the state.